Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, let me read this email, tubs@rte.ie. Ryan, I have this problem that you may be able to help with. I'm writing this on a Friday night with yet another communion to attend tomorrow that I will not be attending. I'm living in Limerick, and for at least the past 20 years, I've been constantly ignored at family events by a family member. I actually don't even remember her saying anything to me ever, and I've known her since I was a child. So while this person is not my immediate family, she's my cousin's auntie. My cousin's auntie, that's pretty distant. And at every single wedding, christening, birthday, communion, and confirmation, I've been constantly ignored by her. When I try to salute her, she blanks me. And it's like I'm completely invisible to her. So I've tried over the years to resolve the issue by ignoring the behaviour, and when that didn't work, I tried going out of my way to be nice to her or to approach her first, but to no avail. I then resigned myself to the fact that she just didn't like me, and I braced myself at every event to be ignored by her, which took the shine off those events. Needless to say, now at the age of 36, I've decided to stop going to family gatherings. I think I'm a nice person. I try to be down to earth and genuine to everyone I meet. I'm not a snob or a bitch. If this was happening in work, then it would be a form of bullying. But because it's happening in the family, I'm not sure what it's called. I've spoken to friends about it, but all they have said is ignore her and get on with enjoying herself. But I don't think that this is very helpful. And practically speaking, it doesn't work for me, as I do take it personally. And my first instinct is to leave the room and sometimes have a cry. Just this week at work, I experienced the same problem with a work colleague who just joined the company a month ago. She's all over everyone else, but she ignores me. But could I possibly be the problem here? Or is there a general shortlist of why people ignore other people? It's a strange one, isn't it? You feel ignored. First, the family member is your cousin's aunt. That jumps out at me. Because that's a hoo-hoo. I don't know. Who has a cousin's aunt? Do you want to be friends with your cousin's aunt? I don't know. You could always say it to her. Say, listen, how are you? Is there an issue? Maybe don't salute her. Actually go up and start a conversation with her. And as for the colleague, I can't. Maybe somebody might help me out here. I'm at a loss as to how you get over the feeling that you're being ignored. There are some people who are poor at what you might call small talk, or a poor, like you could be walking past somebody in a corridor sometimes, and some people, you'd nod like that. But there are, I can think of a couple who will walk past and they're either lost in thought, they're either incredibly rude, or they're so introverted they can't handle saying hello, or they're so zen, which means they're angry. So whatever way it is, there's many ways you could look at this. I just don't know where you're at, because it's a personal story. Now, on the email, Ryan, is your cousin's auntie not your mum? Yeah. Tell that lady to look those difficult people and imagine they're in the nude. Look at them. She won't be able to help herself smiling, and that will unnerve them. Yeah, that's one. Another one says, tell her not to waste her time entertaining these attention-seeking rude people. Jealousy could play a big part in their behaviour, so they're not worth the effort. Why have you given that person such power over you, says another. Your friends are absolutely right. Ignore the situation, because in as much as your cousin may have initially created the situation, you've turned it into an epic. Good. And Dawn says, it's even more bizarre when your brother blatantly ignores you and is charming to all and sundry. Families choose who you like, spend time with them, and ignore the rude ones. Tell that woman the other person is just arrogant and more than likely a bit jealous. A friend in our circle used to ignore other friends. We would know. I no longer speak to her now. You can't change small-mindedness. Just move the hell on. So that's on the woman who felt ignored. It's 10:23 now.